then later on, he gave a little more hints. He says, let me put it this way. It would be easier to walk away right now, now that I have a Super Bowl trophy, a Super Bowl win under my belt. And it kind of reminds me of John Madden to some extent, Kevin, because John Madden, after he won a Super Bowl with the Oakland Raiders back in the day, his coaching career ended after 10 seasons. He won 102 games in 10 seasons and then walked away. Is Sean McVay the second young person to do that? And if he did, you'd have to ask yourself the question, what's he going to do? He's only 36 years old.
Yeah.
So would he go into broadcasting? Who knows? He seems to have the personality to do so. But maybe he just wants to step away, clear his mind for a year or so, and then return, because we've seen people do that as well.
And by the way, the numbers are in. And am I right on this? And you correct me if I'm wrong, Jim. 112 million people watched the Super Bowl. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the most in 7 years. People who watched the Super Bowl, including the halftime show, which, of course, I was not a part of that group.
I'm just curious, though, because the numbers, the viewership of NFL games during the regular season or across this season was up 10% from a year ago. Is that possible?
I think people are basically trying to forgive the NFL for what they did with the Colin Kaepernick thing. Again, I mean, most of the people who do watch the NFL are white middle-class males, and you can't attack that group and expect them to be loyal to you, but I think there's been less attacking and more trying to make up with that demographic, and it seems to work.
Wow. Coming up, Randy Sutton, another thing that's up, the amount of cops that are being shot. And many of them are dying. We're going to talk about that. A disturbing trend in our society. Why is it happening? We're going to talk with Randy Sutton. All coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220, or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Within the last hour, President Biden has addressed the nation. He says if Russia invades Ukraine, the United States will not hesitate to respond with force and economic sanctions. The president's call for new gun laws not going anywhere in the Senate.
President Biden on Monday used the four-year anniversary of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting to call on Congress to pass new gun laws. In the Senate, the response has been muted at best, with Democrats apparently unwilling to bring the topic to the fore just months away from a midterm election. Nor did the issue get much attention last year, as Democrats devoted their time to the president's Build Back Better bill and their failed attempt to end the Senate filibuster. Bob Agner reporting.
Attorneys for the family of one crew member shot and killed on the set of the film Rust now say they're suing actor Alec Baldwin and the movie's producers for wrongful death. Also at townhall.com, although Canada's Ambassador Bridge has reopened to international commerce, protesting truckers still surrounding Parliament Hill in Ottawa. And as SRN News financial commentator Lou Dobbs reports, their standoff might soon turn into a, well, a pillow fight.
MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell today has an 18-wheeler in Detroit filled with his trademark pillows on the way to truckers protesting vaccine mandates in Ottawa.
For his part, Lindell says it's a blessing for his company to give at least a little bit of comfort to truckers standing up for their freedom. A former first lady could still be in big trouble, and most Democrats now admit former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton should indeed be investigated by Special Counsel John Durham over her alleged role in trying to link Donald Trump illegally to Russia. More on these stories at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com.
Protecting the rights of the accused is the commitment shared by Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Dedicated, respected, and the best team for your defense. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Clark County's COVID-19 metrics continue to get better, with the 14-day rolling average down to 2.5 percentage points, well, actually to 19.5%. Nevada's two-week positivity rate is 21.8%. That is down 2 percentage points. Work on the highly anticipated Red Rock Loop Trail is expected to begin before the end of the year. The more than $100 million project will be done in 5 phases. At full build-out, the 20-mile trail will connect an area just outside the Red Rock Visitor Center in Summerlin to an area in the southwest near Durango and Blue Diamond. The Bureau of Land Management is taking the lead on that project since most of the land is under their control. Super Bowl Sunday was good for Nevada sportsbooks as they shattered the state record for Super Bowl betting. Nevada's 179 books took in $179.8 million in wagers for Super Bowl 56, beating the previous record of $158.6 million that was bet on 2018. That was in Philadelphia's upset win over the Patriots. The books won $15.4 million. Winning at 8.6% percentage.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
It's still showing up on the incident sheet here. Crash Interstate 15 northbound at Sloan Road. The off-ramp and the on-ramp is closed in that area. Otherwise, those lane restrictions continue downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl. Do expect delays through that neighborhood between Main Street and Eastern on the 515.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out. Number two. Time is running out. Number three. Time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is a disturbing trend in our society. The people who are charged with keeping the peace are becoming targets themselves. It is not a good thing. In one 24-hour period this past weekend across the country, 13 cops were shot, and that is not a good thing. Randy Sutton joins us, retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant, the founder of the Wounded Blue, and he joins us. Randy, how you been, sir?
I'm doing great, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
I want to ask you, some of the numbers that have come out just in the last couple of weeks are very, very disturbing. We have buried a number of peace officers from coast to coast, and it's a little bit scary out there. Can you talk a little bit about what you are seeing out there from coast to coast?
Absolutely. The number of 13 officers shot in one 24-hour period is absolutely true. Actually, if you add a couple more days either side, we've actually had almost 20 police officers shot within a period of about a week. It's a startling number. And, of course, the number's a little skewed because 9 officers were hit by gunfire or ricochets in one incident in Phoenix. But that incident in and of itself is somewhat interesting because what we saw there was a suspect who ambushed a police officer, and then it appears that they used a little baby in front of the house to lure the police to try and save the baby. And during that attempt, more officers were shot. Four more were actually hit by gunfire, and then more officers hit by ricochet rounds from the number of bullets being fired by the suspect. Suspect was killed, which is the only bright end to that story. But the number of officers being shot is on car stops, on domestics, on ambush attacks is absolutely startling, Kevin. And we see the results of it up front and personal as part of the Wounded Blue, which helps injured and disabled officers all over the country.
Why is it happening? And is what we are seeing now just an anomaly? Is it something that is increasing? It seems as if being a cop is more dangerous by the day.
I don't think it is an anomaly anymore because we've been seeing this. 2021 saw a record-breaking number of ambushes on police officers. So this is not a sudden thing now. This has been taking place over the last several years. There's a couple causes for this. One is the blatant disrespect being shown towards law enforcement officers from politicians, from celebrities, from sports figures, and even in the indoctrination of students in schools. You add to that the failure of district attorneys to prosecute in major cities across the nation for almost anything, then add to that simply no consequences being meted out for committing crimes. Then add to that state legislators that have put the most incredibly difficult laws into effect that dramatically affect how the police. There are laws being put into place now which literally almost stop the police from policing. And so what is inevitably going to happen? This one isn't rocket science. It's going to be more and more violent crime to citizens and to the police.
How do we make it safer? I know you and I talked a couple of weeks ago about drones and about robots and things like that. Are those ways we can make it safer for cops out there? And is there anything else out there that's in development or whatever to where we can make it safer, to where cops don't have a target on their back?
Unfortunately, while technology can play a role in some instances, the true reality is that the police will always be exposed to danger simply by the nature of their jobs. They're going to be responding to domestic disputes. They're going to be responding to crime scenes. They're going to be making car stops. Anytime that an officer has an interaction with another human being, it is a potentially life-threatening situation. And I know that sounds a little alarming, but it's true. That's why officers have to be so highly trained and also be given the tools necessary to do the job. But that's not what we're seeing. We're seeing a decline in the training. We're seeing a decline in, we had this huge, massive defunding debacle, which has now come back to bite the liberals in the butt with the soaring crime rates. But the only way to combat this is through the people. The people of this nation have to stand together. They have to stand up for their own safety, because their political leadership in most of the major cities simply don't care. They foist upon the police these onerous rules and regulations, policies, and then they do nothing to punish the criminal. They only want to punish the police, and that's what we're seeing. So if the people don't stand up for themselves and say enough is enough, we're going to continue to see the decline of public safety in America.
Again, Randy Sutton joining us. He is a retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant. He is the founder of the Wounded Blue. We'll talk about that here in just a minute. But I'm curious, there was a movement, and I'm just guessing here, 5 or 10 years ago, where we sold or loaned or gave military equipment to our cop shops around the country. People then in the community said, "Oh no, we can't be doing that. We can't militarize our cops. It's terrifying people in neighborhoods like Ferguson, Missouri, and elsewhere." Is it time to remilitarize our cop shops around the country?
Well, the program that you're talking about began under George Bush, and what it did, it gave police agencies the opportunities to get safety equipment, such as armored vehicles. Now, an armored vehicle may sound like something out of some military movie, but they are seldom used. But when they are needed, brother, they are needed, and they have saved many, many lives, both police and civilian, over the years. They're utilized for rescuing hostages. They're utilized for rescuing people in floods. They're utilized for shielding officers when they're making entries in active shooter situations. And these are situations that don't happen very often. But under Obama, that program was ended. And as a result, we saw more officers being hurt and killed in the line of duty. Well, Trump brought that program back. And now Biden has reversed that again. And so what we are seeing is, that some of these politicians talk like they support law enforcement, but they really don't. Because if you're going to take away virtually life-saving equipment from the police, that tells me about your actions, what you really think of law enforcement.
Tell me about recruitment. The more dangerous you make this job, the logic tells me it's probably going to be tougher to recruit people to become cops, to become a part of a recruiting class, an academy class. Can you talk about what you're seeing nationwide? Is it becoming more difficult for law enforcement agencies to recruit people, good people, qualified people into the business?
Well, you've just hit upon a topic that is very, very critical to this conversation. And the answer to your question is absolutely yes. It's the recruitment for law enforcement has diminished to a critical level. I'll give you a for instance. This is very recent. St. Louis Police Department, which is in the center of the defund the police, and currently has as the mayor an anti-law enforcement person, as Cori Bush as a senator who's anti-law enforcement, district attorney who's anti-law enforcement. They just gave, and their staffing level is very, very low right now. And they have had so many people retire or quit that they had to give a police test. And for the first time in history, not one person showed up to test for the police job. 10 years ago, there would have been thousands of people there who wanted to serve. But we are seeing across the nation, a critical diminishment of recruits. Now, that brings another problem up, which is the quality of the people that are now trying to get the police job. Okay, when times are good for law enforcement and there's heavy competition for the police job, then these agencies can pick the best candidates. Well, if you don't have any candidates, or if you have a 50 where you used to have 500, then of course the inevitable happens, and that is that you get people who are lesser qualified, and what is actually happening is they are in the recruitment area, they are actually diminishing the criteria for quality candidates. That is, they're lowering the standards that should be just the opposite. We should be increasing the standards, because if you lower the standards, what's going to happen? Then you're going to have cops who shouldn't be cops, and then when they screw up, they're going to blame all the rest of the cops.
Wow, that is scary. And am I right on this? That by and large, the people that are responding, the people that are inquiring, many of them can't pass physicals or drug screens or all kinds of things. It's becoming more difficult to find qualified candidates. Am I right?
You're absolutely right. And so, and that's why when I tell you that there are agencies which are lowering their hiring standards, that's why. So it's really critical. I mean, you're seeing police officers flee cities like Seattle, Portland, St. Louis, New Orleans is only staffed at 60% of what their assigned strength is supposed to be. 60%. That's incredible. And crime is up 300%. So the correlations are so clear, so stark, and yet you are not seeing the people who are in charge of these cities do anything meaningful to combat this terrible scourge.
So what is the answer? I'm assuming there's no quick fix to this, but are there things that we can do now as a community to make sure that this is not happening here in Southern Nevada?
Yes. Well, you know, Southern Nevada is actually somewhat of an anomaly because there is really, really active recruiting here for the police. And while it has diminished here as well, there has been Metro, at least, has been still heavily recruiting from around the country. So what's happening is police officers who are experienced and fleeing these other liberal cities are coming to Las Vegas because it's a better environment. You'll note that we have not had any of the or very, very little of the violent protests that burned cities because of the training and the quality of the law enforcement here.
Well, I hope it continues that way. It is very, very scary, though, when you see cops with a bullseye on their back, and it's just not right. It's always fun to visit with you. I always learn something when you come on the radio with us. Thank you so much for your service to your community here in Las Vegas, but most importantly, thanks for joining us from time to time, and we'll talk again soon, I hope.
I hope so, too, and the woundedblue.org is where people can go to learn more about our organization and help us. Because if we can't help the police, we're all in a tight fix.
Indeed. Thanks again. I appreciate it. Randy Sutton, you be safe out there, okay?
Thank you.
There you go. Randy Sutton, retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant and the founder of the Wounded Blue. Stay with us. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. Early in his presidency, Donald Trump told the nations of NATO, America first. Uncle Sam is tired of spending more for your defense than you spend on your defense. They all got mad, and our lamestream media attacked him for destroying NATO. But the NATO nations got the message and began to increase their defense spending. They are still not where they should be, but with the Russian bear growling with hunger, they are now much better prepared to deal with the bear than they were before Trump. Remember the Cuban Missile Crisis? Putin has a valid point. Negotiating from a position of power with a unified voice is far better than divided and weak. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 369-1321.
You know, at this point, I think just about everyone paying attention knows that Steve Sisolak is bad for Nevada. But be very careful of who you choose as your next governor. We don't need another weak-willed rhino, or worse, a gun-grabbing sheriff. I looked at Joe Lombardo's record. He is clearly Nevada's anti-gun rights ambassador. Do you realize 13 Nevada sheriffs signed on to the Second Amendment Sanctuary County movement? Guess which sheriff lacked the courage for that? Yep, Joe Lombardo. Lombardo even supports a universal background check. Mr. Lombardo, Spider-Man is not real, and criminals are not going to go through a universal